for round two. It's Preston Pugmire.
Welcome to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.
Loyal listeners of the show will know his name from a previous episode. Sometimes people have so much valuable things to say, I gotta bring them back to share even more. Preston is up to some amazing work connecting people with their dreams, creating a world of altering and changing your mindset to be able to achieve and connect with all the things that we want to accomplish. And he is helping people do this. So I needed to have him on to help share with us, because that's what this show is all about. It's about all of us taking our lives to the next level. Preston is doing that himself and helping others. So I'm so thankful that he was willing to share some thoughts and ideas here today. And there is an amazing collection of thoughts and words that he shares that are going to be valuable for changing your mindset to make your life awesome. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you guys so much for listening. This episode is going to be amazing. Listen to it, re-listen to it. If you hear something that you think needs to be heard by more people, we would love it if you would share this or tell a friend about it, post it on Facebook, leave a review or rating on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever podcast app or whatever that you're listening to this on. Let us know. Send us an email. Preston says towards the end that he is always open to have people reach out to him if you're working on something or need motivation or something. And I'm the same thing. If you ever have something that you would like to share, I am always available to hear what you are up to and respond. So thank you again for listening. Here is Preston Pugmire. If someone had to say what you do is that you are a musician, singer, songwriter, but that only touches the surface of what you are especially currently up to. So why don't you give a, 1 minute?
Yeah. Okay, so my name is Preston Pugmire, and I'm a musician, and I love to share my message with people. What that looks like is a message of every single person has incredible worth just beyond what they're aware of, and I love to play music that gives people hope and also makes them feel happy and allows them to have introspection and have a great time throughout the performance, but also take away, be like, okay, my goodness, like the story behind that song got me actually thinking about how I can take myself to the next level in my life. And that's what just really, really moves me. And my medium is music. And another thing that I've started to do is, because I was able to live my dream and am able to live my dream of being a musician and doing that for my full-time job, I love to assist other people who are artists of any type, like yourself, a photographer, a filmographer, a videographer, whatever, or a visual artist of any kind, to be able to take their passion and turn it into a full-time income. And so some of my friends and I started a company called Art to Income, where we assist other people with the steps to taking their art to their income and do it in their full-time job, and seeing people take that on as a passion. And then also I do personal development coaching with people, because I apply the principles that I have learned that have allowed me to live my dream. And then that can be applied to any part of your life, any aspect of your life, whether it's health, finances, relationships, or your personal development, just in and of itself. And so all of these things work together, with music being the core, but then you're branching out into assisting people to really live a fulfilled life, whatever that looks like for them.
Mm-hmm. It's great to, again, going back to that idea of evolution and how we start with this one kind of thing, and then things open up where it becomes more, and that's what I'm, that's what I'm doing with this show even, is like, it's great for me to get to talk to people, but the feedback and stuff that I get from people that say, hey, that like it was so good to hear from this performer or whatever who like went through the same thing I went through and then get that motivation. What was I going to say? Like, just so cool to have where you're doing something like maybe when you start, I think as performers, we start off having this one thing of like wanting to accomplish so much and do all this stuff. And then we do these things and then we're doing this thing. And then we see that we can actually help other people. And that's what I think is a difference between people who are really, and that, you know, that really helps. I'm speaking for myself, I guess, here mostly, as only I can, that really helps boost. It's in almost a selfish way, like helping other people get there is like almost always in some weird, like unexpected way, boosts me and helps me up to the next level.
Well, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's so great because I have, you know, and anyone who's out there has people in their life who are like challenging in some way. I was watching your videos that you, the Facebook videos that you've been posting the past week or so, or a couple weeks, and that kicked into, that's where I thought of that one video that you talked about, next level focus, of like what part of this situation are you focusing on?
And
there's so many all day long we see there's like these things that happen and you have two choices to focus on. It's probably easier to see these negative things or jealousy things or competition things or anger things or whatever. But if you just open up to the idea that there's a different possibility to focus on, that becomes what is easier and obviously more beneficial to focus on. You had a couple lines there. Do you have a specific example of that in your mind of when you kind of had the option to, you maybe had the every right to be angry or whatever, insert negative word, but you chose the opposite?
2 weeks ago, I had an experience very specifically where we were doing, me and some of my business partners, we were doing something, launching a new aspect of this part of the business. And we had put some money into it and it didn't eventuate. It didn't yield a return. The first time it happened, I got really down on myself and I was like, okay, well, great. So that doesn't work. And I really let it get to me and I got overwhelmed and I got super stressed and it shifted a lot of things in my life. And to be completely honest, I had just had surgery and the recovery was going really well. And then I let that get to me and it directly affected my recovery from my surgery. Like, in a really aggressive way. And I had to go back to the doctor. And then the very next week I had, we shifted our approach a little bit. I know I'm being generic, but like we shifted our approach and we tried something else and it also didn't work. And so, but the thing is that time I had the opportunity to react negatively again. And I took a step back, pulled myself out of the situation for just a moment and said, that happened. What can I learn from it instead of getting down on myself about it? And oh my gosh, the difference was stark because instead of focusing on what went wrong, I focused on what I was able to learn from the situation. And I had a great weekend of really personal discovery and how I can shift, how I can react and how I can control my own emotions in the situation and move forward with a new commitment. And the difference was just incredible. And I think that that is very applicable for anybody. Like right now, there's somebody listening to this who's going through something and they're focusing on what is going wrong. And that could be, I mean, earlier you said that could be easier. And I think initially it can be easier, but, and I fully believe this, you can get to a point where it is easier to focus on the good and to focus on what you can learn because you have practiced and you have worked that emotional muscle over and over and over again to where, just like when you're working out, all of a sudden it becomes easier to do that particular lift or that particular exercise. After several months, you're like, oh, this is doing this, going to the gym and doing this is significantly easier than not doing it because of the reaction that I have in my life and in my body. And when you practice these things, this emotional muscle, this emotional exercise, you can really, really get to the point where it is easier for you to say, what can I learn? What can I commit to moving forward that will be beneficial for me so that this lesson gets learned the first time and I don't have to learn this lesson over and over and over again? And then it just becomes your natural state and it is easier. And that's where I'm at on this journey of getting to that point, because I have that goal in mind where it's my natural reaction. I'm aware of it moving forward and it really influences every decision that I make.
Yeah, and that's totally on line with where I was going when I kind of said that, I guess, that it is easier. I think I meant to say it sometimes feels easier or you just want to complain for some comfort or something or whatever's happening about things. You know, it's like that's what, for some reason, there is comfort in like venting about things. And it's fine to do sometimes. But like you said, as you change that thing so that it just becomes normal, that's actually like making it worse, and you realize that and you can change and think, oh yeah, this is it's just normal for me to see the best basically in every situation, and what can I get out of it, like with your example of, you know, potentially losing money, which is kind of one of the most probably painful things that you can do when you have an idea and you're like, cool, yeah, I'm gonna spend money and like and have every expectation of it. You're like, this can't fail. This is such a good idea. And then it does and you're like, oh, like there's not a whole lot of things that feel worse when you're like trying to create something than spending money and then it just goes away.
Yeah. I can definitely.
But then you can see that like where it's just, I have the examples of with this show, I was like putting tons of time into the podcast and people are listening, but you know how we are especially as entertainers, which a lot of the listeners are, we want more and more and more and want everything to be the best. I'm like, oh, then there's not enough numbers. There's not enough people clicking. And that could be a very poisonous, that could be the difference of, well, there's not enough people listening, so I'm going to just stop doing this. Or there's not enough listeners. What can I change a little bit to make more people listen? And it was like, Definitely. That's the difference of this show ending or this show going on to wherever it's going to go on to, which, you know, is, you know, the possibilities are endless in
for sure.
This show and, you know, this show in quotes and insert whatever you're doing.
Whatever thing that you're working on, for sure. You said something that I really loved. You talk about the comfort in complaining. That is such a reality for so many people, and I've definitely been there. You find, I just want to feel bad, and I just want to complain right now. That's what I want. And so you got to take a step back and say, why do I want that, and why do I find comfort in this? Mm-hmm. And so I think often the reason that there's comfort in it is because it's your comfort zone, and it's your comfort zone because it's what you're doing most often. It's your natural reaction, and it's where you play and where you stay and where you live in that type of an environment. And I've been there. I've definitely been there. And when I began the process of shifting out of that and realizing it was a possibility that wasn't my comfort zone, and instead of asking what's wrong with this, I ask, what am I getting out of complaining? Like, what do I really get out of complaining? And you say, well, you know, the obvious answer is, well, nothing. But no, you really get something, or else you wouldn't be doing it. Mm. You feel justified in feeling bad, because you're like, I'm complaining, therefore I'm able to put the blame on this situation for me feeling bad, so it justifies me feeling bad, and then I feel validated. That's something that I've felt for sure. And when I realized I can just ask, what do I get out of this? Okay, so if I feel validated in complaining, why is that something that I feel comfort in? I don't want to feel comfort in that. What do I want to feel comfort in? Okay, I want to feel comfort in validation of success. I want to feel comfort in the possibilities of my own. I want to feel validated in what I can achieve and my own possibilities. And then from there, I just ask the right questions to get me to really be in the mindset to change my thought process and my actions. And it's, what do I want out of this? And then what do I get out of this? And that's where things change. Your comfort zone can change.
Now, so I just thought of something while you were saying that.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at home listening to this, and I just lost my job, and the bills are due next week, and I put 50 applications in, and no one's calling me back, and I'm listening to this and saying, well, sure, that's easy for him to say. He's, you know, he's a musician, and Chris is a juggler. He's out performing and creating his own stuff, and people are paying them, and then they've got a podcast, and then they're doing self seminars, and everything looks easy for the other people who are out there doing it. But I just can't do that. That's not me. It's not in me to go out and do that. So the question is, what are some real life tips or something actionable right now, today, that someone can do to see a change happen?
That's a perfect, perfect question. Number one, realize that person that you look up to, like, everybody has somebody like, oh, like, I wish I could be like that. Like, for me, people that I know that I look up to are people like Chris Krohn and Jason Hewlett, who are entertainers and personal mentors and stuff like that, who these people might not know, but they can definitely look up. And if I look at them where they are now and compare myself to where they are now, yeah, that could be disparaging. But you don't know where they've been. Like, okay, so just a few years ago, I was at a point where I was having to sell some of my music equipment to pay rent because I had just gotten married and the bills were actually due and I didn't have the money to pay rent and I was working concrete. And I had a rock bottom moment where I like sold this piece of equipment that I really thought was going to change things for me and my show, because I thought that would be the thing that would take me to the next level. But all the while I had to go to my concrete job, and I looked at this eBay listing and watched it sell. And I had this moment where I was like, I can never let this happen again. Like, I can't literally sell out on myself. And what I want to accomplish. So I get to change my mindset. And so if they're listening, you can't compare yourself to where somebody is now. Because that doesn't do anything for you unless you allow it to inspire you. And so I had that situation happen and I said, what do I need to change? I need to change starting with my mindset. Instead of every day saying, this is hard, I don't have money, I don't know if I can be successful. Like, I get to start with a foundation. Here's an actionable thing. The verbiage that you use mentally with yourself and out loud is, instead of it's hard to find a job or it's hard to pay bills, rent is so expensive, what do you get out of that? Change it to finding a job is easy for me. I have enough money and I can pay my bills. And at the very, very first, there is a dip, what's the word? Maybe you can help me. I know you'll edit this out, but there's a word that's like discord or disharmony or like it's something where, do you know what I'm saying, Chris?
Yeah.
Like what is the word that I'm looking for? It's you're not living in a reality state. So I'll just say this. Yeah. At the very first, it might not seem like you're living in reality. You might seem like you're being disingenuous or you're not actually, like I said, living in reality when you say those things. But if you say them, it does way more than saying the exact opposite. Because if you reinforce in your mind, it's hard, I don't have enough, then that is your mental state and your mental thought process. And so change the way that you think, and then you say, okay, now if somebody believes these things, what do they then do? If somebody believes that finding a job is easy, what do they do? Well, they apply to several different jobs and they talk to everybody about it and they go into it with the attitude that it's going to be possible. If somebody has the energy, attitude, and belief that it's difficult, they will apply to less jobs. They will talk to people and they will have a bad attitude when they do talk to people. They will have a downtrodden attitude about it. And they'll say, oh, it's overwhelmed and it's heavy. And the energy translates through your actions and your voice and your attitude. And then you get what you thought was true because you had the attitude and energy of it's hard, I don't have enough. And I used to have that. And then I had this moment and I changed. And I said, I am committed to decide that it is possible and easy. And I'm not kidding you when I say that the moment I decided it was possible and easy and started using that language in my brain and out loud, 6 months later, I was the number one booked music act in the entire college circuit for the entire country. And I was getting more shows and more showcases and more dates than any other musical artist in NACA. And somebody could look at that and say, yeah, well, you were getting those dates. And so it's easy to say, yeah, this is easy. Mm-hmm. It's not how it works. Mm-hmm. The reason that was happening was because I decided it was possible and easy and then put in the work like somebody who thought it was possible and easy. So when you ask what's an actionable thing, number one, shift your mindset. And at first it will seem crazy because you're saying things that aren't true with reality. But what you're saying are the things that you want to be in the reality that you want to create. And why would you not design your reality? Why would you not create your reality instead of letting it happen to you? So many people walk through life thinking that they have agency and that they are making decisions, but really they are slaves to their subconscious beliefs that they decided long ago and never questioned, never changed, and never even took a real look at. And so start with, what are my core beliefs? Do I really believe this is possible? Do I really believe this is hard? Change it and then act on it. I think that is the number one thing. And it's not going to happen the very next day. Like I said, it took me 6 months to really get to that point. But it's absolutely useless to say over and over, this is hard. It is difficult. I don't have enough. Because you're reinforcing that every single time you say it. There you go.
And I think it's interesting in your mindset of when you said that it happened within 6 months, I think there's so many times for myself that it does happen more. And that is, again, that feels like a long time sometimes for people who are, you know, need something to happen right now. And I'll say that I've had things where that things happen like literally faster than physically possible.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't want to scare off people that are listening, but it's like almost into this next, it is beyond the physical world of something happening, of countless times when I just align myself through even something as simple as my thoughts, and just in that, and just what you said in thinking, whether it's the, because I'm doing like about simultaneously always four or five projects, whether it's the podcast, my live mm-hmm. show, like kind of four versions of my live show, and then yeah. So the clothing stuff and all that. And it's really, again, I'll go back to what I said earlier, but I don't want it to be take it as this initial thing. Sometimes, oftentimes, a lot of these things are really hard. And I'll say that even though even acknowledging what you just said, or maybe and
oh, well, they require a lot of energy and effort.
Yeah, there's the.
So what is hard? If you say, "Man, this is going to have, it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of energy and a lot of effort," and I can say that's really hard, or I can say that's a lot of energy and effort because that's yeah. what it takes.
Right,
but that's I'm where committed I was, to do it. Yeah,
yeah, and that's where I was going. Like, there are those times when you're like, "This is," like you said, "going to take a lot," and there will surely be challenges, and that's okay as well. And when I kind of do that, instead of saying, "Oh, this is I don't have enough time to edit this thing, and I don't have enough time to post this video, and then I don't have enough time to work on this," it's like that thing keeps creating itself. And then when I yes. just say, okay, this is the first thing and this is going to lead into my next thing. This is the first thing I need to do. Like, what do I need to do to post this thing on my website or something? First I need to like open my computer, close down other things, and start working on it instead of thinking about how there's no time while I'm, yeah. you know, watching something else or whatever. So aligning those things, and trying to think of a good example. I feel like it happened like three or four times. So I'll just give like the general thing of it where I was sometimes often will be in this weird mode of talking myself out of doing something. And then I notice that. And then I'll say, whatever, like, I'm going to do the work that I need to do. And something completely unrelated, the phone will ring. You know, I'll be working on the podcast or something, or like recording a podcast interview that I know I want to do. And then the phone will ring with something that's completely unrelated. And I know a lot of people will be like, "Well, it's just coincidence, you know, whatever." But there's been so many times when it's just like that. My mind is like, I'm going to do the work that I know I need to do. And then within that day, something else comes up. And it just comes down to being in line with where, you know, whatever your line is, whatever's right for you.
Yes.
Putting yourself on that line and moving forward.
Are your goals and your actions in alignment? That's perfect. Yeah. That's absolutely perfect. Because if somebody is like wanting to get a job or needing to pay the bills and they're like, "I want to do this," but then they don't go out and talk to 10 people that day about it, then their actions are out of alignment with their goals. Mm. And that another thing you said, what's an actionable thing that somebody can do who's in that situation? Start with the mindset. And then from there, you just say, okay, what is something I can do today? Because when you set a 6 month or a 12 month or a 5 year goal, there are 1,000 things that need to be done. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to, you've heard the old thing, like, how do you eat an elephant? Hmm. One bite at a time. Like, it makes a lot of sense. You just say, what can I do today that will get me closer to what I want? And then when you look at it in terms of, okay, then I do that one thing. I had a really powerful mentor that talked to me one time about if there's a bridge and there's two spaces of land on either side of the bridge, and there's a pile of small stones on one side of it, and you have to cross the bridge every single day. And every single day, you grab one small stone and take it across the bridge and just drop it on the other side of the bridge. And then you walk back, and then the bridge is our day. We wake up and we cross the bridge because we're waking up and we have things to do, and our life is just happening on the other side. And then every night we come back and we sleep on the other side of the bridge. And so if our goal can be related to moving that pile of stones over to the other side, if every day you wake up and you look at that and you'd be like, that pile of stones is 6 feet tall, I can't move that whole thing, then yeah, okay, then yeah, then that's your attitude. And it is hard and it is overwhelming and you can't do it. But if you wake up and you say, what can I do today? Well, I can pick up one stone because I can carry one, take it across, and then boom, you leave it there and that wasn't too hard. And it's creating a habit of action and a habit of doing things instead of getting overwhelmed. You do something and it's, yeah, one stone is not going to be a thing. One little action might not be a thing, but then at the end of the year, you look over and you have taken the entire pile of stones across the bridge. You have accomplished your goal, but you did it one little stone at a time. So what are you doing today to accomplish your goal? And do that.
It reminds me of another kind of parable type story of relevant to so many things in waiting for the perfect moment or waiting for circumstances to be proper and in the thought of so many things that I do, I think I see like in my mind where I want it to be, a live show, whatever. And then I realize that where I'm at right now isn't quite there, but there's only one way to get there, like eating the elephant or climbing to the mountain. You get there one step at a time. And there's like a story, I don't know where I heard this or if it's like a standard thing, but I thought it was really great. I only heard it from one place, so maybe people haven't heard it. This study that was done from an art teacher who told one of his classes, you'll be judged at the end of the semester on one piece of pottery or whatever, the piece of art, whatever it is. But yeah, it was like pottery, like clay pots. So you spend the semester designing and learning about clay pots, and then the last week of the semester, you get to make it.
Yes.
And another class, he was told, you get graded based on the pounds of clay pots that you make this semester. So if you make, 100 pounds of clay pots, you get an A.
Okay.
And then they looked at and it doesn't matter. They don't need to be good. Like, they just need to be a thing. A thing. And then at the end of the semester, and I think we know where this is going, the people that had all semester to plan and think about and figure out how to make this perfect pot had no idea how to make a pot. And the people who didn't care about what the pot looked like or how to make it or any of the theory or anything behind it were making these beautiful, amazing pieces of art.
I love that. I've never heard that. I love that analogy.
And there's so many things of, I hear it from people who I know who are playing music, who are doing variety shows, and I'm fairly well connected into the performance and entertainer world. Like, that's who most of my friends and people that I interact with, and I see it almost every day. People, whether they're working on music or whatever, they're waiting for the masterpiece to come. They're like afraid to post a song or something because they're waiting for it. They're like, well, it's not good enough yet.
Oh man, I'm laughing because I've been there.
Yeah, we've all been there. Totally.
Oh man, like I can't record this album because I haven't written enough songs or I haven't played this song live enough times. Really, like, I can't record. I can't do this. I can't. Oh my goodness, that resonated with me so much when you said that just now.
And again, it's that thing that. I know I just elaborated on the same thing, but I just see it happening all the time. That I'm like, is the thing of, I just lost my train of thought. The thing of just like waiting for that perfect moment that's never going to be there, or waiting that saying that you need a new piece of gear or something like something.
Yeah.
It is, the tools are important, of course, but I see people that are like podcasting, like wanting to get into podcasting, and you know, you're probably getting into this world now as well with podcasting and stuff like on whatever, like Facebook forum or something, people are like, what can I do? Like this, I need this gear and this gear and this gear. And then I did an interview with this guy and he was like recording episodes or something. He was like, yeah, I'm going to start releasing these next year when I like have this thing. I was like, you're out of your mind. Like you have, like he was actually doing the work. So I gave him credit, but then he was still like hesitating for some reason. And I was just like, do it, get it out. And that was what I wanted to jump into for the next topic, kind of probably start thinking about tying it all together here. Another one of the videos that I watched that you posted was about jumping in, take that first step and do it, which totally resonated with me as well after my my book called Just Go, which you don't need to read the book, just look at the cover and read those two words.
So it's all about Stephen Covey, who, if you are not familiar with his stuff, oh my gosh, he wrote Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. It's my favorite book. He said the things that separate the successful people from the unsuccessful people are small daily actions. That's it. That is it. Most overnight successes take about 5 to 10 years. So people are looking at the end product of somebody else that they admire and they're like, oh my gosh, that seemed like it happened overnight. Like, no, you just became aware of them overnight, but they've been doing it for 5 or 10 years. And they started by doing something small and taking action. If somebody is listening to this right now and you have an idea and you've been waiting for the right time, oh my gosh. Another one of my favorite sentences is, when's the best time to plant an apple tree seed? 20 years ago. When is the second best time to plant an apple tree seed? Today. Mm. Like, you can't do it 20 years ago. So do it today. Whatever idea you have, take an action toward accomplishing that goal today. If there's a phone call you've been putting off, if there's an email that you've been putting off to send, if there's a thing that you've known that you need to set up, an event that you've needed to put on, a piece of equipment that you need to go buy to make this actually happen. Like, do it. Actually do it. Because why not? Like, the only perfect time is going to be the time that you decide works. And that's, do something today. Just go ahead and just go. There you go.
I really like just do it, but that was...
No. You get into trouble there.
I wasn't allowed to use that.
That would be perfect.
So a lot of people that are listening to this are familiar with Tim Ferriss. And I'm going to steal one of his things that I think is really interesting from his podcast. And he asks people, if you had a billboard anywhere in the world, what would you put on it and where would you put it?
Oh, I can place it anywhere in the world?
Yeah, you have the ability to place a billboard anywhere in the world with whatever you want on it. Where would you put it and what do you put on it for people to see?
Whoa. Okay. Okay, that's a great question. And I am giving you some more editing by just kind of stalling for a second.
Yeah, no, sit on it. I think it's interesting because of what it allows this. It almost opens up this new next level thought.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, if I had a billboard and it was able to be taken, if I could put it anywhere, I think that I would just choose the place where the most people would see it. I would do some research about which highway has the most ROI, I guess, on billboards, stuff like that, or how many cars are driving past or something like that, just so it could get in front of the most eyes. And then I would seriously, what I would say on that billboard is, if you're reading this, you have worth. You have value. Take a step today to accomplish your goals. That's what I want to say to people. I spent so much time in my life not really understanding that I had value. And I know that sounds a little bit cliche, but I think there are so many people in this world that walk around not realizing their worth as a divine person. Like, and it breaks my heart sometimes. I see people and I just want to say, believe that you have something to contribute. Believe that you are important. And so many people say, yeah, just believe in yourself. Just believe in yourself. But what that means is doing something actionable that lets people know that you have something to contribute, that you can make a difference, and that your goals are valuable. Your goals are just as important as somebody else's, no matter what they are. And so I want people to understand that. And that's why I shifted my performance from just straight up musical entertainment to musical entertainment with a specific message of value and authenticity and accomplishing things and having worth. Like, I sing songs about my life and my journey and with my family and my parents' divorce, and but also love songs, but like happy songs. And I mean, do a Justin Timberlake song or a Michael Jackson song that kind of relates to these messages, but like putting a message behind it. And then doing personal development coaching with people and assisting them to live their dreams and create and design the life that they want consciously. And it is so possible and so beautiful. And I want everybody to experience it.
Great. That's a perfect summary and answer. And I think there's going to be some people. Let's do a quick thing here for people that want to know more or more about you, but also I want to see if you, I was kind of putting you on the spot here, but do you have recommendations for, you know, a YouTube video or something that really connected with you or like a specific, you know, you talked about a few. Could you recap some people that inspire you and kind of influence you to open up this kind of possible thing?
Number one, I say read the book Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. That book changed my life. Number two, if you're an entrepreneur, right now I am all about Gary Vaynerchuk. That dude is on fire. And he takes a no BS approach to giving people advice. And he's just so intense. And it resonates with me. So if you're an entrepreneur, like listen to Gary Vaynerchuk. He lights a fire under me. So Stephen R. Covey, Gary Vaynerchuk's music videos. I love the Lewis Howes podcast. Lewis Howes is called the School of Greatness podcast. I listen to that. Right now I'm enrolled in Lewis Howes' School of Greatness Academy. And it's a group mentoring. What am I trying to say? It's a group mentoring program that I am participating in that is allowing me to get more clear on my vision and my goals. And I love that. I would say, join a mastermind group, join a mentoring group, find a mentor, find somebody that resonates with you and hire them as a mentor. Invest in yourself. Put some money, some time, and some energy in. The best money that I have ever spent is in personal development because it translated into my relationships, my career, my finances, my fitness, everything. Like, put some money and some time and some effort and energy into a mentor. And if some of the things I have said resonated with you, then hit me up, because I do that. And if it hasn't, then that's fine. But please find someone and then work with them, because a mentor can see your blind spots. A mentor can be your biggest cheerleader. A mentor can ask the right questions to get you thinking in a new way that can take you to the next level. And that's what I would say. Those things.
That's great. And thank you for doing that, of mentioning that, where people that do connect can reach out to, you know, you or me. Anytime.
Of course. Hit Chris up. My name is Preston Pugmire. I'm on Facebook, and I mean, any way that you contact people.
Yeah.
My email address is PrestonMusic@gmail.com. You want to hit me up through Facebook or through that. And I love to work with people in that way.
Huge thank you to Preston for joining us and sharing his thoughts and helping. He's absolutely helped me connect with a new mindset. And I know it's going to affect a lot of people's lives in the long term and the short term. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for listening. As always, contact Preston with whatever you're working on. If you're struggling with something, or if you've succeeded on something, I'm sure he would love to hear what you're up to. And same for me. You can always contact me at ruggiero.christopher@gmail.com, or go to my website, chrisruggiero.com. Click on the contact form, send me a message. All that stuff comes directly to me, and I will respond to it. So thanks again for listening. Thanks for being part of this world. And I hope you make something amazing today and every day. And if I've learned something from this episode, it's to choose my thoughts and words carefully and craft them to be in alignment with the world that I want to create, because the only world that I'm in is the world that I'm creating, and I have that power to make it however I want, as all of us do. So make it awesome, and simply by choosing to do so. Thank you again, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.